Welcome to the Sunday Night Army Podcast with your host, Jacob.
All right, welcome to the Sunday Night Army Podcast. I'm your host, Jacob. Of course, thank you for joining me another episode here in the music series. And first off, I want to thank the voices you're hearing at the beginning of the episode. Last week's Candace from Hello Hello World podcast, and this week Kimberly Adams, a fellow singer here locally, and they're tremendous. And you'll be hearing their voices throughout this year on the show, introducing the show, and many others. You never know who's going to show up. And I want to thank everyone listening. I appreciate all the follows, likes, and listens, and subscriptions for the show. And of course, if you want to know anything about the show, find me everywhere in every podcast streaming platform. And the link in bio, the link tree's got everything you need from the episodes on any platform that you want. And of course, the merch store, the sponsor stuff. Get anything you want, get some discounts, check all that out. Hit that link tree, link in bio. And everything show related is right there. Let's get to the episode. So right now on the Sunday Night Army, we're going to continue with the music series. And I have a few special guests with me today. I'd like to welcome to the show, Overdriven. How are you guys?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Doing great up here in Canada. It is snowing. I'm having a great time. How are you guys over there in Virginia?
Just cold, man. It's just cold here. No snow yet.
Oh, man. It's hasn't stopped snowing all day today. I'm having a good time with this because I've been listening to your band since I got the music. And I actually got to watching the video. And I'm going to talk about your new track and the video itself in a little bit. But I'd like to have you guys introduce yourselves because it's nice to have more than one guest on the show. So who do I have here with me today?
Hi, I'm Robbie. I'm the vocalist.
I'm JJ, the bass player.
And Thomas Robinson, rhythm guitar.
Perfect. And unfortunately, we're not able to have Joey or Nick with us today, lead guitar and drums. But we will hook up all their socials, obviously, with this episode. So you guys can check out the entire band. And let's get to some background here, because I always like to know how everything starts. So whoever wants the questions, pick them up as I throw them. Now, guys, how did you guys all get together and who came up with the name?
So Joey, the lead guitar player, is the original founder of the band. We've had many musicians as times went on. He came up with the name. I'm not really sure where the name came other than, you know, we are an overdriven band. We work real hard. Put a lot of work into this band, and we love playing hard rock and roll.
Nice. And you know what? It does come off good with this first track, because I'm a big fan of rock and roll. I'm a big fan of all music, but secretly in my heart, listening to you guys, man, it just brings up, just brings memories of really that American rock. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we're going for. We appreciate that.
Now, let's go individually. Let's go with Rob first here, because I want to know what influences you guys individually musically. What have you listened to that influenced what you're doing now?
So me personally, I grew up kind of went to high school in the 80s. So, you know, I listened to a lot of 80s rock, but then, you know, the 90s hit and I fell in love with the 90s style, the Seattle rock scene. Mm-hmm. I fell in love with it. And, you know, we blend a lot of that in our music with a lot of the old classic rock and roll also, and just put a good blues background right on that. So, you know, that's what we're looking for and that's what we're going for.
That's fantastic. Thomas, what's musically influenced you?
So I'm an entertainer, man. You know, I really enjoy, you know, these hair metal bands from the 70s and 80s. You know, I love Metallica, Guns N' Roses. So, you know, you expect to see me on stage putting a lot of showmanship into the show.
I'm a big fan of the 80s, big hair band, heavy metal bands too. And yeah, that's sweet. JJ.
you know, when I was five, my dad took me to see Ozzy Osbourne. So from there on out, it was kind of, you know, when I was a kid, it was Ozzy, Metallica. As I got older, I liked the real heavy stuff, anywhere from Slayer to As They Lay Dying to Hatebreed. And nowadays, I would say my biggest influence is probably Red Hot Chili Peppers. But like you, I'm a fan of everything. I mean, I can put Bone Thugs and Harmony on, or I can listen to Garth Brooks, or I can listen to Metallica, you know what I mean?
Yep. Nice. Cool. Now, for the question for everybody in the band right now, because this is one of my favorite things to ask, and I always want to pick everybody's brain because I love writing. I love writing music. I love just like writing. What inspires you guys to come up with the concept for tracks, ideas? What drives you creatively?
Like for me personally, this is Robbie. You know, I just like life stories, you know, things that hit you in life, you know, downs, highs, you know, whatever it is, you know, I just try to write about things that are real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say I'd have to co-sign that. Just writing about life, just, you know, real life events. You know, I've never written too extravagant. You know, some people can write these like Immortal Technique, you know, can write these crazy stories and things like that. Just, you know, made up fiction stories. But I like to write about what's real to me.
Hmm.
Personally, I want it to move you. You know what I mean? Whatever is going to move you and make you want to have a good time, or even destroy some, whatever you want to do, you know, whatever. As long as it moves you is the biggest thing to me.
Hmm. Do you guys have like sit down sessions together, or do you individually just come up with something and just throw it at the band? We're like, can we do something with this? How does that work?
Joey, our lead guitar player, will usually come up with a riff that one of us will be like, hey, that's cool. And then we kind of go from there, and we get the base of the song worked out. And then Rob Lugie from there comes up with the vocals on, you know, I guess pretty much however what he's feeling.
Yeah, so we freestyle the vocals, and then we go back and listen to the vocals and just put it together like a story, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
But most of it just comes from the mind.
let it flow naturally.
Yep,
exactly. Nice. Now, let's talk about this track that we got here for everybody to hear called Taken. It's there, man. It's rocking. I like it. It's not a typical track. The first part that impressed me about it, it doesn't start like anything that's out there now. The actual song, which is great because it draws you in. It brings back nostalgia to me. Who came up with the concept for this track, and how did you guys come up with it?
This is a song that we started writing probably 5-6 years ago, and then just brought it back. Joey started the riff, the intro, everything came out of his mind.
Yeah, that's clever. That was super clever. So you know what? I just want to have everybody hear it because I really, really like how it kind of draws you in. And I think we should play it for everybody right now.
Awesome.
So let's do that. So here is Overdriven with Taken right here on the Sunday Night Army.
Buried with your hate. thousand photographs planted in my brain. Am I insane? You made me this way. You take away. You have taken everything. What you want to stay? Yeah. You've taken everything.
All right, there you go. That was taken by Overdriven right here on the Sunday. I mean, you guys enjoyed the track. Of course, it's going to be on the playlist, but there's also a music video. So let's talk about the music video. A lot of stuff going on. You guys are playing instruments. It's a regular rock video, like it should be. You know, no one's dancing in the streets. We're playing instruments. We're rocking out hard. I like that. How was the shooting your video? Did you have a good time? Was it a lot of production? How did that go?
I mean, it was kind of simple. I guess in a way, I this is JJ. I kind of came up with the concept. I figured for our first video, we try to keep it simple. Mm-hmm. We try to showcase Robbie's vocals really good, and we try to showcase Joey's lead guitar playing. And we just, you know, my biggest thing, I guess, was trying to just come off of a simple rock video because I felt that the song was good enough to carry the rest.
Yeah, no, it's great. Focuses a lot on Nick and drumming. There's a lot of big focal point, and it just moves around to all of you guys the entire time, which is, again, a standard setup for rock videos, which is great. It makes sense with the song. I really like it. It's on YouTube. And yeah, everybody should go see it. And we'll link it, of course, with the show. But here's another question. I want to know, since it's almost over, the year is almost over, 2021 is almost done. What are you guys planning to do for next year?
So here's the, we just finished River is our next single. We actually go into video shoot January 9th. Hopefully we'll have release it by the end of January, mid-February. Then next weekend, we actually go in the studio to start drum tracks on our single that we're going to drop after that, which is a slower song called Slow Me Down. So if everything works right, we'll probably be dropping at least 3 or 4 singles next year. We've kind of came up with the idea where in today's music scene, like not a lot of people are buying albums like they used to. You know, the singles are more, seems like more the thing. So we want to keep dropping singles as much as we can, and let each song have its own time to live, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you right now, as someone who's in touch kind of with music, I think you guys are 100% right, because it's all about singles, and the charts want singles. Nobody rates albums anymore. So singles is the way to go. And I think that's a fantastic plan. Looking forward to that. Yeah, so good job on that. That's good. So before we kind of cap off the show here, I got a little game for you guys. I have three of you here. This is going to be interesting. It's one of my favorite things to do. And you guys are going to be the first guinea pigs to do it with me. So let's start with Rob right now. I want to know, what is the last song you listened to on the radio?
So today?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I listened to Metallica, Nothing Else Matters.
There you go. Okay. That always tells you a lot of things about an artist. Because, you know, you're in the car driving around or whatever, doing your thing. I don't know the last song you listened to. All right, Thomas.
I believe the last song that I listened to was actually The Unforgiven, Metallica.
I see a pattern here. I see a trend. All right.
Maybe coincidence.
A little bit. All right, yeah. JJ.
I can't remember the artist. It's a rap song, but it's Who Wants Smoke?
So, all right, so none of you listened to Adele this morning. Okay, that's fine. No problem.
But I'm not there. The funny thing about that is a lady at work the other day told me that I need to listen to the new Adele album because it's amazing.
Oh, man. Okay, well, you need to give send her your link to your newest track and, you know, update her music track list. Oh, that's hilarious. Good. That's awesome. So that actually made perfect sense, and I'm glad I did this little quick game because a lot of coincidence, but hey, makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, because if I told you what I listened to last, it would obviously be your song. So that's why I can't play the game.
Nice.
All right, that was good. Now, if my audience wanted to follow you guys with what's happening, obviously keep up with all the new music coming out next year, where can they do that?
So the best place, right, you can get us at Facebook at The Overdriven. And you can also get us on YouTube, Overdriven Band. We've also got a website, overdriven.rocks. Best place that you can look us up and contact us if you need us.
You know, yeah, and
you can also get the singles out there on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, any major media streaming platforms you can get our music at.
Exactly. Now, and I looked at the website yesterday, last night, because I never sleep. And how do I get a .rocks extension? That's awesome. That was fantastic. I'm like, this is not even a .com. It's a .rocks. If that doesn't drive you to listen to music, come on.
That's a secret trick. You know, magicians never give up their tricks.
Like, can I get a .podcast for myself? That's amazing. Well, there you go.
Maybe we can link up off the recording and I hook you up.
There you go. I appreciate that because I'm jealous. I want a .rocks. That's unique. And then for everybody listening, of course, you know that you can get overdriven with this episode, because if I'm posting on social media with this episode, they'll be tagged, links underneath, hit follow, like, subscribe. And of course, they will be on the music playlist for the show on Spotify. Get that in rotation, like, follow, subscribe, get them some plays and listens. Love the track. So guys, Overdriven, Rob, Thomas, JJ, thanks for coming on the show today and talking to me today.
Hey, absolutely, man. Thanks for having us.
Rock on.